Welcome to Those Gals at Work, the podcast where two female entrepreneurs keep it real while navigating the world of business. I'm Kayla, your money gal.
And I'm Sadie, your marketing gal. We get the struggles of owning a business, paying ourselves what we're worth, all while serving our clients.
Join us as we tackle topics like personal growth, business strategies, and work-life balance.
Or lack thereof.
From money
to marketing and everything in between, we are Those Gals at Work.
All right, Sadie, so why is marketing important to you?
Marketing is important to me because it's a great way for you to like express what you do, what your business does, tell other people about it, and have them be interested in you. I think it's really cool that there's like a million different ways to market, and it's not necessarily like a one type approach that works for everybody. So there's like a lot of room for expression and creativity. And you know, if you're just sitting at home doing the wonderful service that you do, but you're not marketing and telling other people about it, you can't grow. And so I love that marketing gives us the opportunity to grow.
So what's the difference between a personal brand and a business brand? And as a small business owner, are they both needed?
Well, there's definitely a difference between like a personal brand and a business brand. Something that you can think about with like your business brand, especially if you have employees, is that you're building a bunch of little mini representations of your brand. So if you build it out right at the beginning with all of your why and the story, and you train your staff and you teach everyone your values and your mission statement, then you have all these like little mini sub-brands going out and representing you and your company well. The difference with a personal brand, an example I'd like to give is, think about like a local realtor. They may be a part of like a bigger office, like a Keller Williams or a Dixon Realty or something like that. But sometimes you'll notice that those realtors have like their own little cute logo for themselves, and they'll like pair it right next to their company brand, like Dixon Realty. So you'll see both of them next to each other. That's called co-branding. At least that's what I call it. Who knows if that's correct? I'm sure someone will let me know if it's not. But those realtors develop like their own personal brand because they want to show, for example, more personality and, you know, how they like to do things to their specific customer base that they're trying to market to. And in turn, it reflects back on the business. Do I think both are needed as a small business owner? Kind of yes and no. Like for me, I have Butterfly Creative Projects. You can follow it on Instagram. But then I also have my own personal page where I post about business sometimes. I post about my food blog. I post about, you know, wins and in my day-to-day, like if I've won an award or something. I also just like post random memes and stuff. And people can go to my personal page to get a feel of what I'm doing. And it does directly reflect my business. So they kind of both need to be like looked at and thought about. If you're running your business brand, you know, a really specific way, and you're just doing everything in tandem with it, then you don't necessarily have to go as hard as a personal brand. But something to just remember is like, people work with you before they work with the business. So however you want to represent yourself and your business, people are going to tie to that and remember it when they go to make the decision of who they work for. If you're like walking around, you know, not being very personable, not shaking hands, maybe avoiding eye contact or talking smack about other people in the industry, that doesn't make you as a person look good. And then whatever business you look for, people associate that.
Totally. Yeah. It's kind of like even when you go to hire somebody, your job description should be almost like a sales page for your business brand as well.
Yeah.
Because people want to work for the brand and you as well, right? So you have to find that right balance, it sounds like.
Yeah. Absolutely. Good questions.
Awesome. Well, y'all, we are going to be interviewing Sadie today, our marketing gal. I'm Kayla, your money gal. So things are going to look a little different. It's going to be more interview style because we want to hear why marketing is important from our marketing gal. So let's hop right back into it. So what do you think are the basic necessities of marketing?
I mean, at the very minimum, you need to have like your visual identity figured out and who you're marketing to. So like if you meet someone and they're like, my target audience is everyone. First of all, no, it's not. Let's get that correct. No one's marketing to everybody. Not everyone needs the same thing. So you need to
make everyone happy.
oh, someone's always going to be upset. So like, we just have to get that out of our head right from the get-go. But I mean, a basic necessity of marketing is know your audience, know who you want to work with, know who you're trying to work with. And then of course, getting like your messaging tied to that audience figured out, as well as that visual identity. And so what I mean by visual identity is coming up with a custom logo to your business that represents what you do, picking out colors and fonts, making icons, making different formats, having everything look buttoned up and matching. So that way, when you put it out into the world, you look professional. And what I mean by everything matching, think about like your website and your social media and your business cards and your email signature and like the lovely flyers that you hand out when you're meeting with your prospect in person. All of those things should match and look nice. And if you start off with having, you know, that quality visual identity built out, plus knowing your audience, that's like a great foundation to kicking off your marketing, I would say.
What would be the one thing, if you could start with, what would you recommend?
I mean, I would say you need to get your logo made. You can have a name for your business, of course, but people want to see something official related to it. And so if you're going to invest in something specifically to start, you want to invest in good design, right? Like, I go onto Etsy and I go onto social media and like I see the same logo over and over and over and over again. Same with from Canva. I see the same thing, the same template, just rinsed and repeated. It doesn't even matter what the person's company is. They've used it. Like literally the other day I logged on and saw something and out loud I exclaimed, God, I've seen this like 10 times this week. And so because of that, I like immediately wasn't interested in that person's company, because they weren't even willing to invest in their business, but they want me to pay them all this money so they can do something for me.
Well, I was going to say the first thing that you said to me that really resonated was, if I'm not willing to invest in my brand and my visual to make it look high end, how the hell am I supposed to get high end clients myself?
Well, right. If you have something that everyone else has, how does that make you different? And why is that special to me? And why do I need to pay for that? I can do that myself. So, I mean, starting there with getting like a really custom logo to you made done is going to be super impactful. And it makes you feel really proud because you want to show it to people. You're like, look how sick this is. It like represents this part of me and this part of the business. And this little icon means this. And it ties to my target audience this way. And like, it's amazing when people are passionate about the art that you create for them. You are more successful because you want to show people, and you can always do a quick and dirty, you know, something temporary, and that's fine. Like, our businesses grow, brands change, brands rebrand all the time. But don't just like say you're starting a business and then spend $10 on your logo and then say, yep, I'm good with this.
I mean, I did exactly what you said of is a no-go. I started with a logo that I customized from Etsy that I was like semi-proud of, but I knew it wasn't going to be the long term. And ever since I created it, I knew I wanted something better. And now it's exactly what you said. Now that I have the one that you created for me, there's so many more things that are involved in it that I'm just so proud of, including, you know, the fact that I switched from not wearing glasses to wearing glasses, and it's now even incorporated into my logo, as well as like when we talked about incorporating the glasses, it's like, I'm keeping an eye on your books as well. So there's just so much more little details that
there's rationale. There's rationale behind things. Like when I make logos for my clients, you know, I have them go through a pretty extensive questionnaire where I like ask them about audience, ask them about feelings, ask them to look at different types of art and tell me what they like and what they don't like, ask them to provide me inspiration. And then when I put something together, there's a literal reason behind every rounded corner, every little sparkle mark, everything. And if there's not, then there's no reason for it to be there. And so if you're looking at your logo and you're like, I just like this circle, if there's no real reason behind the circle, you probably don't need the circle. Everything should have a reason and tie back to what you're doing. And that's what makes it impactful and really cool, because sometimes you'll ask people and they'll be like, I don't know, it's just cute. And like saying, I don't know, it's just cute is not like a great way to represent yourself professionally.
Well, not to mention you kind of incorporate the pillars of your business or your culture of their business into the design. So it's saying so much more than what you do. It's also how you do it and how you present it as well.
Absolutely.
So how did you get started? You've been doing this for a really long time as a side hustle. Tell me about your journey?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been into like traditional art. So think like drawing, painting, ceramics, that kind of thing. I did that a lot growing up. But I also had access to computers really young, which was pretty neat. My dad had a computer company, so there was a computer in the house. I got to mess around. And if other designers are listening to this or people older than me, I'm going to say this program. And if you've heard of it, please message me because then I'll feel less alone. It's called CorelDRAW. And so if you've heard of CorelDRAW, let me know. But that's how I started me playing around in graphic design. I was like a babysitter in high school and I like drew my own babysitting logo and every letter made up a different thing that like I would do while I was babysitting. So I'd clean up, I'd help with homework, we'd play games, whatever. And I like remember digitizing it and like making my own little business card. I was in freaking high school. So I've been tinkering with design since then. I was in yearbook. I like laid out all the pages for the sports section. That was really cool and exciting. That was a lot of work. And so I've just been kind of like around computers and around design and around art since I was very young. So it was just like a natural progression to kind of go into design. I never like took an official, this is how you do graphic design class, which I think people always find super interesting. I've just like clicked around a lot, figured it out.
You've been doing this for so long, but then you went to college and you did something completely different. Like you said, you didn't even take any, you know, quote unquote graphic design classes. How did that journey kind of incorporate into that?
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, I went to the University of Nevada, Reno as a part of the Ronald School of Journalism. A lot of those courses, like technically my bachelor's is in journalism. I did the strategic communications track.
Okay.
And a lot of those classes were group projects. And in those groups, people would kind of take different roles, like whether that's they would present or they'd put, you know, art together. They'd do the creative. Maybe they'd help with the verbiage, all sorts of different jobs in the group, of course. And I kind of always just tended to go towards the creative job. And so I just honed my skill that way because, you know, you'd come to class, you'd stand up and you'd present your creative and then everyone would let you know what they think live. And you'd be like, okay, I'm going to learn how to take feedback and not take it personally. Some days it was easier than others. And you would, you know, come back the next week and try again. It helps you build up a good skin, but that's kind of how I honed in on my more of my graphics in like a professional way because I was getting live feedback from so many people with varying opinions. And then I graduated college and I, you know, got hired for this little project here and this little project there.
But you fell into the corporate world as well. What were your exact corporate jobs?
When I graduated college, I started working for what's now called The Row. And it's a set of three hotels. I was in their internal communications department. It was like underneath HR. And I did their like employee events and made like a bunch of flyers and interacted.
Very creative.
Still very creative and kind of event planning. After that, I worked at a local art store called Nevada Fine Arts. I did like social media there. I taught art classes. I did like different emails and stuff, but still marketing, still creative there. Got to do like some traditional art, which was a joy. I worked for financial planners, like for an office of financial planners, and I was their marketing person. I was called director of marketing, but I don't think I was really a director. It was a very small thing. It was just marketing, but I like built out a website for them. I did print collateral for them. I, you know, helped with event planning and stuff. And then I got a job working in nutraceuticals, so like vitamins and supplements. And I worked in marketing there for like 4 years, doing print collateral, blog, digital design, helped with like some packaging rendering, all sorts of stuff. I mean, I worked there for 4 years, so you can only imagine I was the only designer there. So it was a lot of stuff. But like as that was going, I was building my business way more heavily on the side. I was networking and, you know, going to work 8 hours and then getting home and burning the midnight oil, as they say, building my business on the side.
When was, do you have like a moment when you were like, I'm done with corporate and I'm ready to really start building this for me?
I mean, basically the whole time I've been picking up like little side projects from college. I mean, the goal's always been, I don't want to work for someone else.
So you kind of always had that thought.
Yeah, both my parents had owned businesses while I was growing up, so I've like seen the entrepreneur thing. I like approving my own time off. I like picking who I work with. I like picking how much I charge. I like picking out what project types I get to work on. So there's like a lot of freedom involved there. I can like think of the moment of when I was like, I am absolutely quitting my full-time job. And then I put my notice in like 2 weeks later, and it was about 6 months sooner than I was anticipating, but just something came up for me and I was like, we're sending it for the new year. It's going to be good. And fast forward, I'm in the middle of my second year of full-time employment for myself. It's freaking awesome.
Exciting. So we've talked a lot about your logo design and that being one of your services. What other services do you offer?
Great question. So I do web design. I can help with emails. I can help with social media if you really want it. I'm kind of particular about what type of client I take on for social media, just because it's a lot of work. Any social media managers out there, I'm proud of you. You guys do a lot of work. I do a lot of design for print. That's my favorite stuff to do. So think like invitations to your wedding or a party or in-store signage for your restaurant or menus. Thank you cards, all sorts of stuff, your business cards. I love doing print design. And then I also offer like a power hour, basically think like consulting, not drinking really hard for an hour. but we can get together and kind of like brain dump marketing stuff. You can ask me questions, like we can talk through a process. We can like get
shot per question. That sounds like,
oh my gosh, that would not be a productive power hour. It would be very fun, but it would not be productive. But I kind of do whatever you need. Like, you need me to coordinate the print? Done. You need me to find you some sweatshirts and get your logo embroidered on them? I got a guy. You need someone to show up and take some pictures? I know people. So I kind of, like, market myself to my clients as I can manage all of your creative vendors so that you don't have to now have 10 relationships. But I do.
You're my CMO, my chief marketing officer.
Yeah, I've also heard the term like fractional CMO.
Yeah.
Because you're like in there sometimes. I don't know if I'd call myself a CMO. My writer likes to call me CEO Barbie, which I always think is very flattering. So,
blah, blah.
Basically, if you need help, I'll figure out how to help you. Very rarely am I like, no, can't do that. I'll figure it out.
And so I know the answer to this, but do you only work on a one-off basis or do you actually have CMO services where you're actually working with clients on a monthly basis?
So I don't call them CMO services. I call it retainer services. Basically, like, people can opt in for a retainer. The beauty of that, of course, as anybody knows, is you're booking that time in advance. So basically, anybody else who comes to me, if I'm already booked up, I tell them no, not you, no. This is great for marketing teams who outsource their design to me. I have a client I've done that with for many years. And we just have our weekly meeting and 30 hours a month, I'm getting design work done for them and sending it over. And I have people who hire me for 1 to 2 projects a month. But as well, of course, you know, not everybody can commit to monthly design. That's totally understandable. So I do a lot of one-off projects. People just call me up and be like, hey, I'm having an event. Can you do X, Y, and Z for me? Totally. Like I said earlier, very rarely am I like, no, I can't do that. Unless I'm just like so booked and busy, which would be a great problem to have. But for now, always willing to say yes to the project.
So I think you kind of already mentioned it, but your absolute favorite thing to do for clients, what's that?
I'd say right now my answer is print design. There's something just so like yummy about getting the physical in your hand. It's very satisfying that it like went from ideation inside of our heads to like a physical item that we can hand out to other people and like see their live reaction and in an ideal world get them to opt in and pay for our services. So print is really cool, and a lot of times you're getting print projects done for wonderful moments in your life, and there's a lot of positivity associated with that. Like, imagine making your engagement announcement. How exciting. What a fun and fabulous thing to like help bring to life for a new couple. So like doing those kinds of things makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
I love that. So a lot of people, we've talked about this multiple times off the podcast, of people coming to you and I just have a simple project. Why is what you do not simple?
First of all, nothing any of us are doing are simple, guys. If it was so simple, we would all just do it ourselves. So let's just stop. Let's make an agreement now as a those gals at work community that things are not simple when you're hiring a vendor. If you're hiring a vendor, it's because it's you need help with it and you can't do it yourself. So let's start there. But why a logo isn't simple is because you're, you know, we talked earlier about how building that visual identity is like a great base for kicking off everything else, right? And so if you're just throwing something simple together, that's not going to get you what you want. At the end of the day, what we want from our business is to pay our bills and support our families so that we can go on trips and have groceries in the fridge and live our lives. Our goal is not to just be workhorses all day. And so to set up having that kind of freedom, we need to invest in our business. And there's nothing simple about investing in your business. It's a big freaking deal, yeah. Right?
And well, so it's a big financial decision as well.
Well, right. And so when someone comes to me and they're like, oh, I just need something simple thrown together. I'm like, well, but why are we just, quote, throwing something together for this entity that you're hoping is going to support your whole family? You know, that's like a lot of pressure to just throw on something simple. And so I love getting on a soapbox with new clients about how what we're doing is impactful and important and transformational. I often explain the difference between transaction and transformation to them. When you go to the store and you buy bread, that's a transaction. You're going there, you're getting the item, that's it. When you're coming to me to get a logo done, I'm not just building the logo and handing it back to you and you use it once and we're done with it. We're building something that's going to change your business, change your life, hopefully one day hire you staff, get you an office, win you awards by having this basis built for you. So we're doing something huge and transformational to your life. And when you're transforming, like in the gym, for example, that's not simple. That takes a lot of work. That's a commitment and you got to do a lot of work and you're transforming your life. And that's the same thing that you're doing with marketing service or a bookkeeping service. We're doing a transformation on our business and there's nothing simple about a transformation. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of work. And I love that you put it as a transformation rather than transaction. It goes right back into, you know, value pricing and everything. But we've also talked about this. Even if we talk about your logo package specifically, it's not just a logo. It's also the little icons that I can put on social media. It's the font files that are also included because those are costly as well. And it's the colors that you can put into whatever system you need to use to recreate that same brand across all of your platforms too. It's exactly like you say, it's transformational and it's not simple for any of your clients. And that's why the logo alone is so much value for every client. And I can say myself personally, how amazing the entire experience was from me to you for me and my business and how much my logo has really taken me and how much value it's really provided me and my company as well. So I can't rave for you enough to any of my clients or anybody else that need our new logo and a rebrand to use your services.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet.
Of course. So you've fallen into like financial world. So I, a bookkeeper, am a good client for you. Who else do you tend to gravitate towards?
I do a lot of work in like the health, wellness, medical sphere. I am comfortable in areas where there's like a regulatory or compliance layer. So think like insurance, finance, medical, like I said, there's things you can and can't say. And it's kind of fun for me to push the boundaries with creativity while still, you know, following the rules. And a lot of times in those industries, people are doing pretty much the same thing as each other. There's nothing really out there. And so my goal is to do something out there. My ideal client is someone whose goal is to stand out amongst their competitors. They want to be bold. They want to maybe be edgy. They want to be more interesting. They're not looking to just conform like, you know, some other people may be doing. If you're looking to be bold, let's talk.
Do you think that we missed anything specifically about why marketing is important?
I mean, marketing is a topic just like bookkeeping. We could go on and on and on and on and on for hours, but I'd say we covered some good bases here for episode 5 of our new pod.
Woo-hoo! So then I have a fun question for you. If you weren't a graphic designer, what would you be?
I feel like I would work in events. I love planning events and doing that. I've done it like in tandem, you know, while being a designer at other jobs, just like naturally getting put in those moments where I'm like getting people together and organizing it. It's just fun. So I think if the graphic design thing were to work out, I'd probably do that because then I'd get to like see people happy and go to parties and stuff. Beautiful events.
Love that.
Yeah.
So how can I find you?
You can find me online, a whole bunch of places. Follow me on Instagram, Butterfly Creative Projects. You can like see my personal account linked from there. If you're into food and you like looking at pretty pictures of food and drinks, follow my food blog. It's called snackonthat_. I've got a website, butterflycreativeprojects.com. Yeah, if you go onto my website or social media, you can totally DM me. My phone number is up there. Whatever you need, hit me up. I'm easy to find. Just type my name in.
She practices what she preaches, y'all. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time for a quick little interview today. I'm sure our next couple of episodes will be a little spicy, so stay tuned. And don't forget to reach out to Sadie, even if it's just for a power hour. Pick her brain. She is super knowledgeable. And I'm Kayla, your money gal.
And I'm Sadie, your marketing gal. And together we are those gals at work. Thanks for listening to me ramble this episode, guys. I'm excited for the next ones. Bye.
Bye.